Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi, Alicia.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great.
I'm a sport.
Happy Wednesday. Female Encounters of the Live Kind, coming to you from Traeger's Bar.
On a hump day.
Traeger's Bar, it's not that far from your house, unless you live where I live.
That's terrible.
I know.
You can do better than that? Okay.
Dog House opens at 5, usually.
I know, I'm hungry, so I'm watching them.
You're eyeballing that.
I'm eyeballing the hot dog. I am eyeballing the hot dog. Yes, I am.
Cat dog. Remember Cat Dog?
What?
Sometimes, well, remember the cartoon Cat Dog?
No.
Oh. Well, never mind then. Short-lived.
How would I know that? What's it from?
I think it was on Nickelodeon. Cat Dog. Cat Dog. Alone in the world is a little cat dog.
Wow. You're good at jingles, but hold on. It couldn't decide if it was a cat or a dog?
It was both. It was like elongated. One side was a cat, one side was a dog. It was good.
And that was on Nickelodeon? There was something funny or cute about that?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
So that explains what's wrong with kids.
Remember how messed up Ren and Stimpy was? I think it was on MTV first, right? And then
I think it was.
They made it a little bit more kid friendly and put it on.
And that's where Beavis and Butthead was, right?
On MTV, yeah. They were never on Nickelodeon.
Who had the toaster? Was that Ren and Stimpy?
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody had a toaster that talked. A talking toaster.
A talking toaster?
I am not crazy here.
Well, even if we prove that you're right, it doesn't disprove that. So.
No, is it? I think it was a happy toaster. I don't think it was depressed. I think it was
a brave little toaster. I used to love that.
No, that's what it is. I think that.
Oh.
Well,
they're not even. I guess we're talking about cartoons?
Well, yes.
Oh, okay. It's nothing. It has nothing to do with MTV.
I thought the brave toaster was just a side character on something.
The brave little toaster was his whole thing, and he had a little vacuum and a towel.
Okay, I just remember a toaster. I don't remember him cleaning house, but.
Well, anyway, this is off happened the other day that really surprised me. That came out of your mouth.
Which, oh no!
Who knew it was still possible? But you told a story about basketball players, and I was so confused.
Yes, so, I remember because you're like, this is not what I like college basketball.
Ding ding ding! Hello. This is news to me. We could have been bonding over Villanova, but your team is...
Well, it depends Duke. On... Well, hold on. Is my dad listening?
I don't know. Probably not.
Right, Dad, if you're listening, it's Duke. Rest of the family, if you're listening, it's Duke. But if you're not listening, it's Gonzaga. Mm. That was the thing.
Where is Gonzaga?
I don't know. They're hot, though.
By the equator, then. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know. God, I have to Google that. And
is
a toaster.
Wait,
now I have to Google Gonzaga and a toaster. Hold on. So much Googling to do.
A brave but little Gonzaga toaster.
We were in the same hotel and it was fun. And
you and this team?
Gonzaga, Auburn, and Duke. We were on the same hotel for the Maui.
How old were you when this was happening?
It was just a couple years ago because the Maui Invitational is every 4 years. So 4 or 5 years ago.
So you were 29.
You're damn right.
I was thinking, okay, when you told me the story previously, I thought that you were also of college age and this was something that was possible for you to be dating these boys. But
no, I wasn't
now,
dating them. I was stalking them.
That's worse. That's worse.
But no, and they're kind of minors. I mean, they're just 18, 19.
They're little babies, yeah.
Well, I know. So, no, I was...
You were just...
When I was in college,
jeans.
It was Aggies, but
weren't
they're
they in breakaways though. Weren't they not wearing jeans?
Oh God, you just made me think about your birthday party and breakaways.
Oh,
can we reenact that
someday? Maybe if you play your cards right. I'm glad you remember that.
Yes, I enjoyed the hold on the breakaway pants, but I also enjoyed watching Duke and everyone in Hawaii. It was fun. I felt really short in the hotel. And very, yeah.
I would imagine so, because, I mean, to play basketball, you have to be in the sixes, so.
Yeah.
Unless you're Muggsy Bogues. Remember that guy?
No.
Oh. All right.
I'm only 20-something, remember?
Before your time.
That's
you're
how
right.
You know about toasters.
You're right. Before your time.
That's, yes.
Pardon me.
But that's when Zion was there, and, I mean, that boy is big. Yeah, and when he
Zion is big.
He's huge. And when, like, he would fall, you know, whatever. I think, and the whole stadium shook.
I think he's tried to slim down, if I remember correctly.
Why?
Well, because
he's athletic. He seems
athletic, but he's not that fast because he's a little chubby. Anyway,
don't talk about
hurt.
Him. Okay. Don't talk about him like that. No, but the broken wasn't. Yeah, well, I'll meet you outside. Two trailer park girls go around the doggy house, or the dog house, whatever it's called. That sounded terrible. But that was like right before Zion broke his shoe.
Oh yeah, he blew it out. How embarrassing for Nike.
Yeah, I think there was a big thing about that.
There was.
Have you ever blown out a shoe?
Am I a big black dude? No, I've never done that.
Well,
I can't even find anything comparable to that.
Have you ever broken a shoe, period?
I lost a shoe in a lake once because the mud sucked it. And that was the nickname of my friend. Just kidding, it was actual mud.
I'm like, and that's what happened to one of my boyfriends. Anyway, so got sucked down. I broke a shoe once and I still don't know how. It was the very first time ever. Sorry, Dad, this is definitely not something Dad wants to listen to today. The very first time I drank vodka and I was in the good old hills of Farmington.
You remember that? Good for you.
Well, and I really don't drink vodka ever since, but it was kind of a shit show. And my bra ended up in a tree. It was purple. And I don't remember much, but there were drag marks in the sand where my friends had to drag me out because I couldn't walk. But then we went to go run through the sprinklers at a park in the middle of the night, and my shoe broke, but not like lengthwise, horizontal. Like the toe and the heel broke. So then I didn't have a bra, and I had one shoe, and I will
now
never...
Now you don't drink vodka?
Yeah, not at all. Mm-mm.
No wonder.
Yeah. What's your best... Oopsies story from
drinking?
Like
who knows?
High school.
From high school?
Yeah, I was in high school. I was like 15.
I was at a house party and I accidentally went in the neighbor's house thinking it was the house I've ever had. Walked through their garage, went in their living room. I don't remember any of it, but got told about it.
Oh, that's epic.
Yeah, I was a bad kid. I'm sorry, parents.
I wonder... Yeah, this is definitely not for your parents kind of show. Well, what would that be instead of like R-rated?
I don't think they have our podcast in heaven, Carrie.
Well, I only have one in heaven. One's still here.
Yeah, you're right. But now you always preface with, sorry, Dad.
Yeah, he wouldn't listen. I mean, he wouldn't listen to this shit, and he probably doesn't even have his hearing aid in, so it's...
Anywho.
Other than that, I was an angel.
It hailed today.
It did, and my dog got muddy, and then I let him in, and I forget to close my bedroom door, and his dumbass runs all across my bed, so now I have muddy dog prints all over my comforter and pillow.
I can top that. My coworker calls it hail. It hailed today.
No, it's totally different. It's hail versus
exactly.
Hail. Okay.
That's why I went up your story. You got mud in your house, and I got mud in my mind.
Did you correct?
No, I didn't correct.
Like, when do you correct someone, and when do you not?
Well... I have to have a relationship with them where they understand that I'm not being a bitch. And at work...
That relationship exists?
I've heard about it. I've read about it. I don't know. Judy Blume? I don't know. I know it exists. I just... I have that, but...
Do I correct you? Do you correct me? Do we correct each other?
You corrected me on the car. In the car on the way over here.
Oh. I did. Wait, what?
You don't remember that? Because I said creepier and you said, wouldn't it be more creepy?
Oh, damn, there's so much to Google today.
Yeah, you'll forget.
I know I will. Yeah. I'm working on the short-term memory loss, folks, but until then, it's fun.
It's a good time. Super Bowl's coming up. Got any big plans?
No, not really. I think there's some football involved, but that's how much I know about that. I mean, I like college basketball, but as far as football, it's just...
Are you an Usher fan? Because he's the halftime show. Usher, baby.
I am now.
You are now. Starting
I think,
now.
I mean...
You know, I'm not going to lie. I loved a good Usher back in the day. Like a little 2000 jam.
I thought I thought Usher was a church thing.
Oh.
Sorry. Hold on.
You seriously don't know who Usher is?
I think
Usher.
He's...
Usher. Is that better? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Usher,
oh,
baby.
Hell. Here we go again.
It's Usher, baby.
This is the show about phonics. Usher. I mean, it's a show... He's probably not going to be as naked as all the previous people, because don't they take their clothes off? All the chicks?
The Super Bowl?
Yes.
Accidentally. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not talking about
Janet Jackson got a raw deal. She got a raw deal.
Of course
Justin Timberlake freaked her over, dude.
If you get her band-aid ripped off a nipple, yeah, it's going to be raw.
Well, it wasn't even a band-aid. It was her freaking shirt.
No, but who... I mean, they're always, like, half naked.
And she was reprimanded for that, which I hate.
But the chicks are always scantily clad, so I don't know...
Well, welcome to the world. Welcome to 2024. Sex sells, baby.
Shit, that's why I can't pay the electric. Hold on. I'll see who's here today.
I'm poor. That's why.
I'm going to go find someone to pay the electric bill. I'm like, yo, hey, what up?
Oh. Yeah, well.
Now I have to wink at some guy to get my Netflix paid?
I just canceled Netflix. I'm over it.
Well, you're over dudes, so.
I'm over Netflix.
Oh.
Is that the only way you can have Netflix? Is if you're a cis-straight
woman? No, I was
woman?
Making a re- No.
Sorry, guys.
Straight, crooked, whatever. It's.
Do not call gay people crooked, please.
Oh, is that criminal activity?
No, it's crooked activity, and I don't like it.
Oh. It's not all she doesn't
your,
like.
Your nail go like this.
Oh, shit.
Your nail, it go like this.
Oh, God. Okay. I can't even... Okay. Can't even keep a straight face. Not that anyone's watching, but I can't even... Okay.
A crooked face.
Okay, shh. Would you call my brother? I'm kidding. Okay.
Okay, oh, go. Sorry.
Well, I don't remember what I was saying.
Oh, that was the whole point. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Mission accomplished.
Hell. Hell's bells. Oh, wait. We're talking about football. All I know is it's dudes running back and forth, and there's a lot of math, and I suck at math. And there's half-naked people at halftime.
How funny.
No, it's like
if there was
30
like
yards this
every
way.
Every 10 yards, they had to do a calculus problem. That'd be hilarious. It'd be like math club meets varsity
testosterone.
Football.
Son of a bitch, I'm in. No, but I mean, but for real, for someone who doesn't know football and you're looking at it, it's people running back and forth,
it's
minus 10 yards and gaining 20 yards, and then there's a first down and a second down, and they are separated by a colon. Am I right? It's not a semicolon, it's a colon. So then I'm like, that's part of a fraction. So it's like...
Separated by a colon?
Yeah, at the little bottom of the screen.
I don't...
Like the first and whatever down, it's like an... It's, okay, let's just say there's a one... And then a colon, and then like a three.
No.
Yes, there is.
No, there
yes, there is.
Okay.
So there's,
well,
they're
I guess
doing.
We're gonna watch the Super Bowl together to prove you wrong. There's no colons in first and 10.
Yes, okay. But why is it not second and 10? Why can't they?
It is second and 10 sometimes if they don't get the first down on the first.
Separated by a freaking colon.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Oh my god.
Yes, it is.
Wow, this is like an Airbnb all over again.
We did an Airbnb.
Remember, you were like, "Oh, it stands for breakfast. They got to make us breakfast."
Oh God, we did. I was right on that
one.
Was I right?
Colon.
There is a colon, but it's all math. They're running back and forth over numbers, and then it's like minus five.
It's just simple.
Because if they do something wrong, they get penalized five.
Oh yeah, that's right. Unless it's a personal foul, and then it's 15. Unless it's a spot foul, and then it's from the spot of the foul.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So this is. And then it's like it says 4 minutes on the timer thingy at the bottom of the TV, but it's never really 4 minutes.
No, 4 minutes is 24 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I learned
or
that.
An hour, who knows?
If they're optimistic, but whatever. I mean, it's like, to me, it's just a lot of math involved, and I don't understand it. So that's why I don't really watch it. I mean, I'll hang out in the room.
Real. That's not real.
But it is real. There's math involved.
There's not too much math in football.
How the hell
you
is there
not?
Not
Google like what's wrong with football and be like it's too much math. You're literally the only person I've ever heard that argument from in my whole life of loving football as a woman.
Well, jeez, here we go again. No, for
here
okay.
we go again. Is
no, I'm gonna pull up a screenshot right now
of
a screen.
See a call semicolon.
There's
or, what
there's a freaking semicolon
oh,
in there.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well.
Do you want me to set up one of these homies at the bar here at Traeger's?
No, I don't want you to talk to any stranger about this because
why?
It's going to embarrass you. You're going
to
ask about a semicolon.
Double dog, dare me to go talk to that guy at the bar?
No, don't, please.
Okay, God.
I'm daring you not to.
Well, that's please. No fun.
Yes, it is. It's fun for me and it keeps my blood pressure down. Thank you.
Okay, so now I'm going to Google.
Good luck.
Football.
Well, while you're doing that,
TV
I'm
screen?
Tell you.
Okay, you're going to tell me. I'm probably going to ignore, but carry on.
I know. But I went to the gym this morning. I woke up at 4:30, and I went to the college, and I did body pump, and it hurts.
I could have to pee at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, you go back to bed then? You do some squats and go back to bed?
Yes.
That would count, for sure. That would count.
It was... Hold on.
I can't wait.
I am...
You fucking freaking...
For the record, she was the one that cussed this time.
Yeah. Wow.
She fudged it. Okay, so this is second and 18. Now there's 18?
Oh, they were penalized and they lost yardage. And there's no what? There's no what?
Oh, there's an ampersand in there.
Oh, gosh. And, yes, we said and.
Hold on, I'm going to find... I am on a mission.
She all has PDF, Adobe. I'm going to edit this.
No, there's... this. Oh, wait, this one has sound.
You're just looking at videos. That's silly. Just
oh,
trust
wait,
me.
Wait, wait. There's the second, and there's the semicolon.
There's no... That's seconds, honey.
Okay, dear.
You know how a clock works?
Hold on. No, hold on. I'm right on this.
No,
yes, I am.
Okay, I can't wait till Dave gets here. Anyway, moving right along. I worked out this morning.
Early.
And I'm sore.
While I was peeing.
Yeah, and I'm sore. And I'm supposed to do it again tomorrow, so I shouldn't have more than 3 beers.
Wait, if we're doing math, that's 3, but then I could penalize you and add 5.
Yeah, you could throw a flag on the play, for sure. I don't know what you're going to say, because I'm right, but...
No, you're not!
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Talk to me.
I haven't been watching football for 30 plus years.
Nope. Right. Here's what's going to happen.
You're right.
I need you to talk to me like I'm a toddler, or just talk to me like I'm 4. Explain football to me. Explain it, like, from the beginning.
It is 11 men on a field on one side of a line, and 11 men on the other side of the line. I can't do this on the podcast. It's boring. I'll do it in your free time, because this is what you want to be doing in your free time. We'll sit by your fire, and I'll explain football to you. How about
that? Joy. Time to turn off the fire.
Oh, look at time. Gotta go.
Oh, look at that. There you gotta go. As I open the door and start your car. Maybe put some gas in. I don't know.
Yeah, right. You don't do that.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I can make toast.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We just circled back to the toaster.
Oh, look at us.
My toaster's so cool. Never been that happy.
What? You were talking about a show the other night after you told me a basketball story. Is it Vikings?
Yeah. And okay. Somebody entered the Spank Bank again.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And he plays Leif Erikson, who is a real person, but I don't really remember the actor's name who plays him. But in my mind,
sad.
He plays my next ex-husband. But yeah, so he's in the Spank Bank, and I watched it.
Look up his name.
And I cuddled with my dog. Remember, and that was a situation.
Yeah, I remember that. I wasn't there, but I remember that.
About the conversation.
I watched like one season of Vikings when it first came out. I think it was the same show. Who knows? But yeah, I don't know. It's not my. I don't feel drawn to Norse history. Do you? Obviously.
I kind of like all history.
Okay.
Especially okay. So this. In walks Carrie's inner nerd. I like all the things that have, I guess they're called docuseries, where they have little clips of the real history in there with the actors redoing
them. Is that why you're watching The Viking?
Well, no, because there's no real clips. There was no cameras around you. Ding dong.
Exactly.
But, so, The Serpent on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
Well, you just did. But I remember that face on TV. Watching the news with my parents. And so you watch the show and you see like it's all reenacted, but there's little clips of the real thing in there. It's the same with the Dahmer one.
Right. What's The Serpent and what's it about?
He kills a lot of people.
So it's it's a serial killer show.
Yeah. But it's like he's overseas, but he's like taking their passports and borrowing IDs. And I think and somebody correct me if I'm wrong on Facebook, because you all check and follow us. Come on, man. That they really still to this day don't know his real name because he had so many IDs on him.
Remember,
but he would kind of like hustle tourists.
Remember the Tinder Swindler? That was a good one. Did you ever watch that one?
Wait, did
really
I marry
popular.
Him?
No, it was really popular. It was along that same vein of like stealing identities and like he was a different person to every person.
Right, that's what this...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same person, it's just a different documentary.
I have so much to Google today. Damn. But that's what I like to watch, is the ones that have, like, some bit of truth to them.
Oh, yeah.
Even though
they're
dramatized a little bit.
Absolutely.
There's,
I totally agree.
Yeah, and the clips. So even in the Dahmer one, I want to say that there's some true clips in there. Oh, Waco made me cry like a little bitch.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't.
Sad.
Yeah, I really...
Yeah. I didn't understand.
I assumed the fetal position on that one.
Well, I didn't understand the intricacies and, like, how it was kind of the government's fault. Yeah, I didn't get it.
There was a breakdown in communication.
Okay. Is that should have written their bylines for that.
I think there's a reason I don't have a job writing bylines, because they're like, Carrie, shut the hell up.
Like, they're crooked.
Everyone's just wrong. We're not talking about our feelings, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I also, I mean, I have all kinds of questions, of course.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be worried if you didn't.
Okay, good. Because that would be another head injury.
Well, who, you know what?
Who? What are you, an owl?
Maybe.
Who let the dogs out? So there's the serpent, Waco, Dahmer. What's the other one? Oh, the Unabomber.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. I got really into the Unabomber when I was 8. It was really, I'm like, I don't know, I felt for it. I don't know.
It's all very, well, I like that, okay, they give the perspective of, you know, the bad guy, so to speak. I mean, it gives their kind of,
yeah, their
not
story,
their drive,
how,
but their their understanding of all that stuff. And you're like, well, I never.
Explanations of villains is. Disney started kind of getting into this with like Maleficent and like backstories and why things are the way they are. And I'm into it. But I started watching a documentary about, it's a cult that is still active right now. It's called Twin Flames. And it's about finding your one true love. And they're like, that's your twin flame. And it's these two, it's a husband and wife. And if they say that someone is your twin flame, you will stop at nothing to be with that person, regardless of if that person has filed a restraining order.
I was going
to
say, that's
or
stalking.
Or if that person has moved on and is married or has a baby with someone else, you just keep going. Because that is your twin flame.
Yeah, no, that's...
That is your twin flame. And then they have
criminal
so many...
activity.
They had too many women in the group. And so then they were like, oh... The first twin flame that we called or that we designated was wrong. It's twin flames in this group. And so they're getting people to transition genders to be. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wait, hold on. So you have your twin flame. You're attracted to this person. But then you want them to change genders?
They weren't even attracted to each other. They were just told to be together. And so they're like, okay, we trust you 100%. And they listen. And then... They get married, and one of them is the masculine, and one of them is the feminine. Whether they identify as that, it's awful. It's horrific for LGBTQ+. Plus, it is horrific.
Man, I thought my toaster was complicated.
Yeah.
But, like, now I have to watch that. But I was watching the other one that's about cult, but the lady's dead, and they have her corpse in the bed. What's that one called?
One Love Wins, or something like that.
Something like that. Like...
Yeah, I saw that one on HBO.
And I was looking at the website for InterWest Concepts, and on my bio...
transition.
Nice transition. But it says at the bottom of my thing, like, poetry long walks on the beach and poking dead people. Because if I were to join that cult, I would poke the shit out of her.
No, because you already want to be in the cult, and you would...
No, I still want to poke her.
Well, if you were in the cult, you wouldn't poke her, because that would be rude, and you would want to ascend, and you want to be with Robin Williams. Obviously.
Well, yeah, but I think I could still ascend after poking her, because that's the whole point, is forgiveness. So I'd be like, pokey pokey.
That is a weird thing to put in your profile, though. I actually maybe...
Come on, you've never poked like a dead fish or a dead bird?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That can't just be my thing.
I'm sure not, but it's not mine. Sorry to disappoint you.
I feel like now
is our friendship over? Sorry, I don't like to poke dead things.
I can't be the only person that pokes dead things.
Yeah. You want to make you feel better?
Oh, joy. Here it comes. Let's go. Is it a dead thing or a toaster?
How do necrophiliacs feel about people that are alive?
They poke them.
No, they find them repulsive.
I don't
they
get
have
it.
Holes.
Oh. That's terrible.
I know. I made it up, though, so give me credit for that.
That's terrible.
Okay.
We need to have another joke off. Who can we challenge? Because I'm going to win this time.
You're never going to win.
Yes,
you're
I am.
Awful at that.
No, I'm not.
I don't know if you're doing it to be cute or nervous, but you're not good.
I don't have to do anything to be cute. I'm naturally cute, damn it.
Okay, then you're just nervous then. Okay, great. I don't know who you can do that to, because the people that we did it to originally are not going to agree to doing that again. So
I'm going to find somebody to do a joke off with.
Okay, you let me know how that goes.
I will.
Food.
I can't smell shit.
I know.
Like, for reals. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
kind of sort of had a smoky fire thing in the kitchen the other day. Couldn't smell anything. I know. I noticed it by seeing the smoke. Yeah, no, it's not at all. But
Say something.
Oh, jeez. Stop, drop, and roll. Instead of like trying to find the source and put it out. I
recently joined this Facebook group called the Dull Men's Club. And they let women in, obviously. It's like 900,000 people. And it's just dudes talking about really dull things. And they were talking about how we shorten certain sayings, like Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was burned in one. And it's just a bunch of examples like that. So next time I'll bring them, because this story sucks with just one example and I don't have two.
But there's all kinds of dumb things that are, like, everything's an acronym, right? Like, nowadays everything's an acronym, LOL. That was a great example of an acronym. You were supposed to chuckle.
Well, I wasn't, in fact, laughing out loud, so why would I fake that?
Everyone fakes something nowadays, right? Don't they? Or is that just me?
I,
and the Oscar goes to...
Sometimes I do text that, and I'm like, why did I put that at the end of the sentence? Like, if it's something that's like, I'm scared or, like, apprehensive about how it's going to land, I'll just put LOL. Like, soften the blow. LOL.
Oh, I do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It lessens the intensity of the text.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, a text message is kind of ambiguous anyway.
Yeah. Like, someone asked me to go to the basketball game last night, the high school rivalry game. Who won that, by the way?
Do you know? I don't know. I was supposed to be there.
Oh. Well, someone asked me to go, and I said, that sounds awful. LOL.
I do the whole, if I don't do LOL, I do the ha, ha, ha. And that's just me laughing by myself.
If I find something really funny, I will text bahahaha. If I
put
a B in there?
If I
actually am laughing, like, heavy. Yeah, like real. So, have I ever sent that to you? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't remember that I corrected your grammar on the way here, and you're asking me that shit? Like, I don't know. But a bahaha.
A bahaha.
A bahaha. Okay.
But it's more like bah. Like
that's when you pee your pants kind of laugh.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Do you pee your pants when you laugh?
Not yet.
Well, the night's young, folks.
Challenge accepted.
Let's do this. Nah. I don't know. I also end with exclamation when I'm not really excited.
Have you ever had one of those persons who ends every sentence with an exclamation mark?
Oh, are you referring to me?
No.
Oh, not yet? Okay.
You don't know. You'll throw in a period every now and then. But no.
LOL.
I had a friend that would talk, like, every sentence was an exclamation. And I'm like, does she not know that there's other emotions expressed with other endings?
Like, oh, I've had someone do that to me, and I think they're yelling at me, and it's like my accountant.
You're accounting for John.
Have you turned in your paperwork? Exclamation. I'm like, well, you're not my dad.
It's funny because they really needed it, though. They probably really meant it.
Or they probably asked me 5 times already.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
No, but I think it's always ended that way.
They probably texted you originally with the whisper mode, and it was like,
hey, psst, psst, if you don't mind.
Hey, you. They, like, open with niceties. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, all the fakey bullshit that people do face-to-face now is in text.
Yeah.
You know, like when you run into someone that's missing, you really don't want to run into them. They're like, hey, how are you? And you're like, good, you, even though I don't really care if you're good or bad, and I'm not really good, and I'm not going to disclose, and whatever. It's an obligatory conversation. Yeah. Wow, I just kind of went off for a little bit.
Yeah, that was a rant. I was waiting for interjection, but it never got there.
I
really want to do this, but I don't want to do it because it's kind of rude. But
I'll do
whenever
it.
Whenever we go to, like, a convenience store or anywhere where someone is in customer service or helping you and they say, have a nice day, I want to say, don't tell me what to do.
I'll do it.
And walk off. No, it's my thing.
No, because, then I'll support you in your thing.
Okay.
You drove me here anyway, so on the way home. Okay. Let's do it. Because I'd love to throw in, like, the surprisers.
Yeah, like, your day is pretty, like, mundane.
It catches people off guard.
Yeah, but then I don't want to be that person if it's, like, a regular, like, my gas station by my work or something. I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
Oh, I would.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that's my plan for the week. It's my goal. Do you have any closing things for us today?
No, but you have a good day.
Oh, don't tell me what to do, Carrie.
Damn it, Alicia. 50-yard line, penalty of 5.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of InterWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact InterWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.